Should never taken that much acid. Wow, it's really too heavy. Well, just don't do it again. Okay. Okay. Where's that acid rescue number? It's around here someplace. Here we go. That 3 looks like an 8. That's weird. Oh, just never again. Never again, that's all. Don't take it anymore, buddy. Hope somebody's there. Hello? Hello?
These are the eyes of a young girl barely out of high school. Her name is Alice Trenton, and she's been on a long, long trip. But unlike the fabled Alice in Wonderland, this Alice never saw the Cheshire Cat, the Mad Hatter, or the Queen of Hearts. This Alice traveled through the dark and endless caverns of Acid Land. The place for her was no fairy tale.
the world was traveling faster and faster till colors became just a blur. And the buildings were falling plaster from plaster till things just weren't what they were. What could save mankind from man when the blind overran? Had an apple in his hand, and from that day came a new recreation, the great spontaneous apple creation.
Yeah. curves feel like I could reach right on and touch it. Everything happening about me. My eyes, the lovers of these actors, shaking them as they reach out. Shoulders feel like I could reach right out and touch it. All effect touching, did you not know? I say you set me and you know. You, the unwitting poet, changing, changing, never looking back. Do you think we really understand the language?
Good morning, little friends, and how are you today? I'm just asking. I didn't want a long explanation. Thank you very much. Welcome to another edition of The Bit Slap with me, your host, KBC. And this is a special vacation edition of The Bit Slap while I'm away on vacation. Yes, friends, I'm leaving very early in the morning, Saturday, Gee, when is Saturday? The 10th. Leaving very early in the morning of Saturday, August 10th. And I will be back as late as possible on Sunday, August 11th. That's right, a big 36 hours. That's my summer vacation this year, friends. So, quit your bitching. Today we bring you a bunch of psychedelic crap because you love this stuff. You may not know it, but you do. And you need it. And to prove it, we started out with somebody called Galaxy 4. Don't know much about them, but that was Don't Lose Your Mind. The Acid Funeral from Belzebong. Belzebong is a band from Poland. That's a new psychedelic thing. Comes from an album called Sonic Scapes and Weedy Grooves. Released in 2011. The Crazy World of Arthur Brown after that from 1968. And that was the Spontaneous Apple Creation. That was Arthur's first album. Arthur is still with us. He's like 70-something years old now. That album was produced by none other than Kit Lambert, who did a lot of the great early Who stuff. And then we heard from the West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band. It was started by a guy named Bob Markley, who was the son of an oil tycoon. Law student, came to LA with dreams of stardom. Apparently he was a bit of a celebrity in Oklahoma where he came from. And that comes from some of the outtakes from their second album, A Child's Guide to Good and Evil. Then we heard from Eden's Children. They're from Boston. And that was an album produced by Bob Thiel, and that was their second album. That was a title track to their second album called Sure Looks Real. So let's get back to it because I'm anxious to get out of here. I know you're anxious to get rid of me, so I'll be back soon.
perfect song is playing. Stretch it too far, show how big you thank you.
so dark outside. Oh. But even though it was day and the sunshine bright outside, it will still be dark in my heart. She's gone now and gone forever. I just cannot believe this could happen to me.
Flowers are all dead.
Yes, friends, we are gathered here in the sanctity of our Lord in this day to celebrate the passing of our minds to greater glory. So what was all that stuff? Well, you probably know what most of it was. We started with something from H.P. Lovecraft back in 1968. That was from H.P. Lovecraft 2. Of course, they were named after you-know-who. That was called Mobius Trip. H.P. Lovecraft was mostly George Edwards and Dave Michael. Later on, they passed the baton on to some other people who turned it into kind of a folky, religious, Jesus-type band. And we haven't heard much from them since. So it goes. After that, we heard Only What You Make It from a band called Stray. Didn't find out much about them. Justin and Nova after that from Jericho. Jericho, that was from 1972. They were from Israel. They were kind of an alias for a band called the Churchills, who were Israel's biggest band back in the day. After that, Kaleidoscope. And that was called Once Upon a Time There Was a World from 1969. Now, there were three Kaleidoscope bands. There was the U.S. Kaleidoscope, which featured David Lindley on guitar and slide, etc. There was a UK Kaleidoscope, and there was also a Mexican Kaleidoscope. Apparently, this was the Mexican Kaleidoscope from 1969. Just trying to make it clear. After that, of course, you know the Vanilla Fudge Season of the Witch. Vanilla Fudge, made up of Mark Stein, Tim Bogert, Carmen Appice, and Vinnie Martell on guitar. They were managed by the Lucchese family. Of course, you're familiar with that. And from what I hear, they're back at it now. They're still out there performing somewhere. So God bless them. Coming up, a couple of extra tunes that I think you'll like. I'll be back next week with some more stuff. I'm going to go out and have a nice vacation at the Jersey Shore for 36 hours. Damn, I'm going to make the best of it, too. You better believe it. So I'll see you next week. Please have a good one, and don't eat too much of those things, you know? You know what I mean. I'll see you later.